from the field,
to the track, to the court.
Here's WBTM Sports.
Virginia Tech football will look to win their third game in a row on Saturday as they host Wake Forest. Interim head coach Phil Montgomery credited the team with how they've responded since the 0-3 start.
I think the guys have done a tremendous job of just rallying around each other. You know, we're all in this together, and, you know, wins are hard to come by. You need to be able to feel that joy that you get. They put in so much work and so much time, and they're grinding all the time. And so when you get an opportunity to have a win like that, you got to celebrate it. And it's got to be something you're continuing wanting to do.
The game will get underway at 1 on Saturday on the CW. UVA football will look to sustain momentum as they play on the road at Louisville on Saturday. Head coach Tony Elliott discussed how his team has responded following the big win over Florida State.
I met with the senior leadership before I actually walked in to meet with the team, and I asked them if they watched the film, and many of them had already done so. And I said, "What'd you think?" And I said, "Man, we could have played even better." Right, so it was a good sign that everybody was excited to win, but also understands that we haven't played our best game yet.
That game will get underway at 3:30 on Saturday on ESPN2. The Atlanta Braves announced yesterday that Brian Snicker will not return as the manager next season. Snicker was the Braves manager for 10 years and helped lead them to the 2021 World Series championship. Snicker will remain with the team in an advisory role. In the Major League Baseball playoffs, the New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 4-3, the San Diego Padres beat the Chicago Cubs 3-0, and the Cleveland Guardians beat the Detroit Tigers 6-1. All of those deciding game threes will be played today. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.